you know, the short answer would be people should be really happy that I'm DJing, because it's taken that over there, and now we're left with this stuff, the traditional stuff.
Don't worry, Bob Mould isn't talking traditional in terms of folk music. He's just getting back to the sound that earned him his following, keeping things high in emotion and volume. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Husker Du, Sugar, World Championship Wrestling, and DJing. Bob Mould has had a pretty interesting history in and out of music, and so, for good reason, there's an autobiography in the works. That's one subject Bob spoke about with host Darren DeVivo during a return trip to FUV. But another project has Bob looking more introspectively at the present. It's a new album called Life and Times, and as Mould continues to get back to the core songwriting style he revealed 20 years ago on his solo debut Workbook, the songs are an evolution as well.
You mentioned to me before we got started that you thought that this new one is a stronger record than District Line, than your last one. Why do you say that?
You know, if we go back to O2 with Modulate, you know, it's very, very heavy with the electronics. You know, I was experimenting a lot with sampling and getting more away from songwriting and more towards creating textures and sounds and loops and things, you know. And then we jump to O5, Body of Song. You know, there was some strong composition, but there was still a lot of electronic elements. You know, we get to 08 with District Line, it's even heading more towards the guitars. And when I started writing Life and Times, it just seemed like I had landed back at what most people perceive as my strong suit, the sort of more introspective, confessional thing. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. I can sort of tell when I'm on the course that I'm supposed to be on, and then this record, it was sort of a no-brainer. The songs were falling out, and I was like, yeah, this is much more focused. I'm not even thinking about dance elements now. I'm just thinking about voice, guitar, words, you know, emotions. And sort of went back to what I know.
I'm sorry, baby, but you can't stand in my light anymore. You're moving back to the shadows. I can't fight this anymore. No, 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 yeah. I hate to leave you standing in the corner on your own, yeah. But you can't feel the sun unless you open up your heart, yeah. I'm sorry, baby.
Which leads us into talking about the autobiography that you are writing. Mm. First of all, when you begin writing your autobiography and you sit down, it's day one. Mm-hmm. Are you writing this chronologically?
Yeah, I am writing it chronologically. Okay. Because that's the only way I'm going to really find the story. You know, I have hundreds of files of loose thoughts and memories, you know, mm-hmm. What I call color. To me, it's about building the skeleton, the timeline. And, you know, the story will start to unfold, and then I'll add color when necessary. You know, when it looks like it's time for an anecdote, mm-hmm. I'll throw one in. But otherwise, it's a lot of soul searching. You know, it's just a lot of documentation, a lot of soul searching, and it's a pretty brutal process, actually. I guess the main thing for people who know me professionally, and especially those who know me personally, is I am not one to look back. I like to move forward, and you know, for the last 6 months, I'm simultaneously looking back at everything at once, sitting here talking to you about something that's going to happen weeks from now, and I still have to have an eye on the future. So my head is a little screwy.
Why'd you have to come around and turn my whole world upside down? You're wrecking me and everything. You don't even know what you're doing. Yeah, the old life and times. 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 Oh.
Bob Mould, live at FUV, and the title track from his new album, Life and Times. Check out the complete interview in the online archives at WFUV.org.